हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्त्वमाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे चतुर्थः मन्त्रः। वी हैव सीन् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् द फोर्थ् मन्त्र। भगवत्पादास् कमेण्ट्री अन् मन्त्र आल्सो इस् कम्प्लीटेड्। Then Bhagavad-Pada presented the views of other schools of thought and his their interpretation of the same line, Pratibodha Viditam. Bhagavad-Pada showed the logical errors in all their views, and then he had commenting on next word. The first, next word, Amrutattvam Vindate. We saw the meaning that also. Then he moved on to the next word. Okay. What is Amrutattvam? He said that towards the end. I wanted to see that last part, a very important part, where we left last class. Amrutattvam Amarana Bhavam. What is immortality? He said, Swatmani Avasthanam. What is immortality? Swatmani Avasthanam. Swatmani Avasthanam means abundance in one's own self. Abundance in one's own self means what? Abundance in one's own self means seeing, distinguishing the knower I from the known and seeing the swarupma of the I being the pure consciousness. And how one should see that consciousness? Seeing the invariably present consciousness in every thought as the truth of the thought in every cognition. The truth, swarupma of every thought in every cognition is one and the same consciousness. And claiming that consciousness obtaining as the truth of every thought in every cognition, the changes consciousness, the changing thoughts or the changing cognitions is what the Aham Brahma Asmiti Jnanam, which is Swatmani Avasthanam. Abundance in one's own self. And only in attaining this clear vision, moksham hi yasmat vindate labhate. Yasmat, only because of this clear vision alone, a person discovers freedom. We saw all that. So pratibodhat, pratibodha viditat, vidita atmakat. See, pratibodhat means what? ప్రతిబోధ విదిత ఆత్మకాత్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ లైన్. ప్రతిబోధ విదిత ఆత్మకాత్ మీన్స్ సీయింగ్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ బీయింగ్ ద స్వరూపం, ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ థాట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ కాగ్నిషన్ అండ్ క్లెయిమింగ్ దట్ యాజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ మోక్ష, ఇస్ ది అబెడెన్స్ ఇన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మోక్ష. దిస్ ఇస్ ద యాక్చువల్ మీనింగ్. తస్మాత్ ప్రతిబోధ విదితం ఏవ మతం. ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ దెన్ డెఫినెట్లీ ది బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ రియలీ అటైన్డ్. దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది టీచింగ్, దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది కన్వేడ్ హియర్. ఐమ్ గోయింగ్ నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ నౌ. బోధస్య ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం విషయత్వం చ మతం. బోధస్య ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం మీన్స్ వాట్ హియర్ ది బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ రియలీ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం షుడ్ బి వాట్ ఓ ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం. ప్రత్యేగాత్మ ది ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ సెల్ఫ్ మస్ట్ బి ది కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. వాట్ షుడ్ బి ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్? వాట్ షుడ్ బి ది కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్? వాట్ షుడ్ బి ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్? ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ మస్ట్ బి వన్స్ ఓన్ ఎసెన్స్, వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ద నోవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ షుడ్ బి ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. రీడ్ సెడ్ ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం. ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయ ఎస్య బోధస్య సహ బోధ ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం ప్రత్యేగాత్మ విషయత్వం చ మతం. ఓన్లీ దెన్ అమృతత్వే హేతు. ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ దెన్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ మస్ట్ బి ఐడెంటికల్ విత్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్. ఓన్లీ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ది మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. అమృతత్వే హేతు. ఆల్ దిస్ వీ హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్. నహి ఆత్మనః అనాత్మత్వం అమృతత్వం భవతి. ఆత్మనః అమృత అనాత్మత్వం అమృతత్వం భవతి. దిస్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సెంటెన్స్. దిస్ వర్ వీ స్టాప్డ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. అనాత్మత్వం అమృతత్వం న భవతి. అనాత్మత్వం మీన్స్ వాట్? హ్యావింగ్ ది ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ అనాత్మ, హ్యావింగ్ ది ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ అనాత్మ ఈజ్ అనాత్మత్వం. మిస్టేకింగ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్స్ అండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఫర్ ది సెల్ఫ్, హ్యావింగ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఐసెన్స్ ఇన్ ది అనాత్మ ఈజ్ అనాత్మత్వం. అనాత్మత్వం మిస్టేక్ ది అనాత్మ ఫర్ ది ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ బికమ్ the means of attainment of immortality. And what is amrutattvam then? Atmatvam, atmatvat atmanah amrutattvam, atmatvat atmanah amrutattvam. What is atmatvam? Atmatvam means atmani, swatmani avasthanam. Seeing the self, seeing this abstract formless consciousness obtaining as the truth of every thought and every cognition is being oneself. Just being one's own self is atmatva. Having the right identity, the consciousness as the atma is what atmatva. Atmatvam atmanaha amrutatvam. Atmanaha amrutatvam nirnimittameva, which means attainment of immortality does not require any effort, does not require any pramanam, does not require anything else. Simply being one's own self itself is what? Attainment of immortality. Being yourself is attainment of immortality. Why? Because amrutattvam is very swarupam. You need not attain. None needs to attain amrutattvam. None can attain amrutattvam, immortality, because it is very swarupam. For you to claim immortality as your own swarupam, what should you do? You have to just be yourself. And being yourself is what amrutattvam. Being one's own self means seeing oneself as the truth, consciousness, atma. It's what amrutattvam. Atmatvathu, atmanaha atmatvathu. Amrutattvam nirnimittameva. Atmanaha amrutattvam nirnimittam. Nirnimittam means what? There's no requirement of any effort. There's no requirement of any effort or pramanam. We call nirnimittam. Atmanaha amrutattvam nirnimittam. Immortality for the atma does not require any effort or pramanam. Does not require any cause. Which means immortality is not caused by something. Understand? The immortality does not have any cause. I need some cause, some reason for a person to be immortal. No. But this is Swarupa. Nirnimittam. Nimittam means something, if some dependence is there, something is required, it's called a nimittam, sanimittam. Isn't it? There's no requirement of any effort or pramanam or attainment of something for immortality. Just atmatvam is being one's own self with a clear vision of one's own nature is attainment of immortality. Evam martyatvam atmanaha yadu avidyaya anatmatva pratipattihi. Martyatvam, whereas mortality is superimposed upon the atma. Atmanaha martyatvam means what? Mortality of the atma is purely because of ignorance. What is mortality of the atma? Atma is not mortal. But having the wrong notion, I am a mortal, or being subject to death, mortality, is purely because of ignorance, avidyaya. That is caused by what? Anatmatva pratipattihi. Anatmatva pratipattihi means due to the wrong identity with anatma. Anatmatva pratipattihi means having wrong identity with anatma because of ignorance alone contributes for the wrong notion of one's own self being mortal. That is how martyatvam. So martyatvam is caused by ignorance. Whereas amrutattvam does not trigger anything. Why it's swarupam? Mortality is attained as though because of wrong identity, because of mistaking the anatma, body, mind and complex for the self, because of the ignorance of the self. Whereas immortality is not attained, does not take any effort because it's on its own nature. Just being yourself is being immortal. Being one's own self is being immortal. And having identity with anatma is what? Being a mortal. In wrong identity, there is mortality superimposed. In right identity, in a clear vision of the self, there is immortality claimed as one's own nature. Is it clear? This is what is the meaning of this portion. This we have already seen. Because we are seeing after a long break. That's why I repeated these two sentences. Now we'll see the today's class. Katham punaha. Punaha again. Punaha, it will mean what? It's an indicable word which means again. But it comes with the katham. Katham means how. When punaha, which means again, when it comes with the word katham, it should be taken as what? How then? Katham punaha yathoktaya atmavidyaya. Yathokta atmavidya, the atmavidya, knowledge of the self, which has been explained before. What is atmavidya? Atmavidya is equal to atmajnanam, self-knowledge. What is self-knowledge, correct self-knowledge? Self-knowledge means discerning the invariable consciousness present in every variable thought of every variable cognition, claiming the consciousness alone as the self, as the content of I, is atmavidya, atmajnanam. Yathokta atmavidya. Yathokta atmavidya means the self-knowledge which has been explained, which has been clarified. Yathokta atmavidyaya, by such self-knowledge as explained above, amritattvam vindate, a person attains immortality. If a person has a clear vision of the self, and by such clear vision of the self, a person attains immortality. So how then a person attains immortality through the knowledge of the self? Atmavidyaya, yathoktaya atmavidyaya, amritatvam punaha, katham punaha vindate. How does then a person attain immortality through self-knowledge? Iti ataha aha. Therefore, it is Upanishad says here, atmana svena rupena vindate. Vindate means what? Labhate. Atmana svena rupena. As one's own very swarupam. Through one's own self. Atmana, through one's own self, svena rupena. Through one's own essential nature, a person attains what? Viryam. Viryam means what? Balam. Viryam is equal to balam, strength. Strength means what? Samarthyam, capability, capacity. So a person attains tremendous strength, the capability, through one's own self. Which means, I already told you, the real strength is in knowledge. If a person has clear vision of the self and he knows what is Atma, what is Anatma, and there's no such thing. Anatma is something mithya, which is nothing but the appearance of one's own self. Atma alone is satyam. Anatma being non-separate from the Atma, which is one's own manifestation. Therefore, there's no second thing. In not seeing the second thing, there is tremendous strength, tremendous capability, capacity. Knowledge is strength. In knowledge is a very clear vision. What is mortality and what is mortal, what is immortal? What is satyam, what is mithya? Satyam, Chaitanya, Atma, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is the content of I, is absolutely immortal, not subject to change or death. Whereas Anatma is subject to change, which is nothing but one's own manifestation. In clear vision, there is strength. Knowledge is strength and the ignorance is weakness. Therefore, through one's own self, a person attains viryam, balam, samarthyam. All three words are here synonyms here. One attains strength. Now he says, if at all a person attains strength, you feel strong, you feel secure when you have other positions. He says, dhana, sahaya, mantra, oshadhi, tapaha, yoga kritam, tapo yoga kritam, viryam, mrityum, abhibhavitum nashaknoti. If at all a person has earned strength, the strength accomplished through wealth. If a person has a lot of money, then the person feels secure and he feels strong because he has a lot of money. Or sahaya, any help in the form of manpower or money, any power. Mantra, and through chants, through the constant chanting of mantras, a person has a lot of energy and strength. That strength. Oshadhi, on a herbal medicine. Taking some specific medication, one can become strong. Or tapaha, through severe practice of penance, one can earn strength. And through practice of meditation, yoga, one can have strength. So there's different ways of accomplishing strength. Yoga kritam viryam. The strength accomplished as a result of practicing meditation. Through the severe practice of tapa, austerity or penance, or by consuming specific medication, herbal medicines, or even by constantly chanting. People do mantra japa 24 lakhs times, 30 lakhs times, and by constantly with a focused attention, mantra japa is done, lot of energy, power they'll get. Then a person feels very strong. You know, I have this mantra siddhi. Like this. Now, of course, a person has any other support in terms of manpower, other, etc. Even dhana, wealth also. Wealth makes a person feel very strong. So material wealth. So all these come under the category of material wealth only. Therefore, dhana, sahaya, mantra, oshadhi, tapo, yoga, kritam, viryam, the strength attained are caused by the possession of these things, wealth, mantra chanting, etc. Mrityum abhibhavitum na shaknoti. This strength is not able to overcome death. This strength earned through all these is not. This strength is not able to overcome death means what? Person with this strength, the strength earned through this means, is not able to overcome death. He can't escape death. Why? In spite of having all this tapashakti, in spite of having tapashakti, or dhanashakti, yoga shakti, in spite of having the strength earned through our power or strength through all these things, a person's ignorance will not be resolved. In spite of having all this strength also, a person's ignorance will not be resolved. So ignorance still will be there. With ignorance, wrong identities will still be there. With wrong identity, the notion, wrong notion of one's own self being a martyr cannot be resolved. The sense of mortality centered on I cannot be resolved by possessing strength accomplished through all these factors. Therefore, he says, ధనసహాయ మంత్రౌషధి తపోయోగకృతం వీర్యం మృత్యుం అభిభవితుం నశక్నోతి. వై? బికాస్ అనిత్య వస్తు కృతత్వాత్. ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ హ్యాస్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అటైన్డ్ త్రూ టైమ్ బౌండ్ థింగ్స్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ అనిత్యం హియర్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఆత్మ. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ అనిత్యం ఓన్లీ. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. వెల్త్ ఇస్ అనిత్యం. ఎనీ హెల్ప్ ఇస్ అనిత్యం. ఎనీ అకోర్డ్ మంత్ర ఇస్ అ చాంటింగ్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్. మంత్ర ఇట్స్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ కెనాట్ గివ్ యూ ఎనీ స్ట్రెంగ్త్. మంత్ర హ్యాస్ బి చాంటెడ్. ది చాంటింగ్ ఇస్ అన్ యాక్షన్. సో మంత్ర చాంటింగ్ బీయింగ్ అన్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ అ టైమ్ బౌండ్. అండ్ ఎనీ ఆస్టిరిటీ, ఎనీ పెనన్స్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఈస్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇస్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. ఎనీ మెడిటేషన్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇస్ టైమ్ బౌండ్. Therefore, everything is anityam. Anything practiced and possessed happens to be time-bound because of its time-bound nature. And the strength earned through time-bound means, also is time-bound. Therefore, the strength is not able to overcome death. Abhibhavati means overcomes. So Atma Vidyakritam Tu Viryam. Atma Vidyakritam Viryam. Whereas strength caused by, strength accomplished, attained through self-knowledge. Atma Vidyakritam. Viryam. The strength attained through self-knowledge is what? Attained through the self. The strength caused, strength of self-knowledge is actually attained by the self only. Through the self only. Because Atma is of the nature of immortality. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ దేచర్ ఆఫ్ చేంజ్లెస్నెస్. ఆత్మనా విందతే. ఆత్మ విద్యాకృతం వీర్యం ఆత్మనా విందతే. సీ, సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ అ పర్సన్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్. వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్. ఆత్మా బీయింగ్ ది ఓన్లీ ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఆత్మా ఇస్ being only truth, only reality. Therefore, Atma is this very strength. Atma is the strength. The consciousness is, the abstract reality is the strength. It's like the water is the strength of the waves. Water is the existence of the waves. Water is the truth of the waves. Water is the reality of the waves. Water is the substratum of the waves. Therefore, water is the strength for everything with reference to ocean. The same way, the only absolute strength of everything here is what? Atma. Therefore, by claiming that Atma as the content of I, seeing Atma as one's own self, there is strength. Therefore, Atma is the strength by itself, and through that Atma, a person has strength. That way, Atma Vidyakritam Viryam Atmanayava Vindate. When a person discovers Atma, reality as the innermost essence, and the strength attained as a result of self-knowledge is the strength derived from one's own self. Not by anything else. The absolute strength is not attained by anything else. Iti ataha ananya sadhanatvat. Ananya sadhanatvat. there's no other means. Attainment of strength does not have the status of being accomplished by any other means. What does it mean? The absolute strength is the very, Atma is the very strength. Therefore, knowing the Atma is the strength. Atma is the strength, therefore knowing the Atma alone is the strength. There's no other means of attaining the strength. Ananya sadhanatvat, Atma vidya viryasya tadeva viryam. Atma vidya viryasya ananya sadhanatvat. The strength accomplished by self-knowledge cannot be attained through any other means. The strength accomplished through self-knowledge cannot be attained, accomplished by anything else, through any other means. Therefore, Atma vidya viryasya ananya sadhanatvam asti. What does it mean? The real strength a person attains through self-knowledge cannot be attained through any other means. Therefore, tadeva viryam. It is that strength gained through self-knowledge alone is able to overcome death. It is the strength earned through, attained through self-knowledge alone is able to overcome death. Mrityum abhibhavitum shaknoti. Tadeva viryam means what? It is that strength accomplished through self-knowledge is able to overcome death. Atma vidyakritam viryam yataha evam. Because this is how the teaching is. Yataha evam. As it is in this manner. Atma vidyakritam viryam atmana eva vindate. The strength accomplished through self-knowledge is attained through the self, derived from the very self. Atma vidyakritam viryam atmana eva vindate. Ataha vidyaya atma vishayaya vindate amritam. Atma vishayaya vidyaya amritam vindate. Important sentence. Atma vishayaya vidyaya amritam vindate. Amritam vindate means what? Amritatvam. Amritam is equal to amritatvam. Amritam immortal. Amritatvam immortality. A person attains moksha. A person attains immortality through the knowledge for which the subject matter is Atma. The knowledge must be of the self. If knowledge is of anything other than the self, then one cannot attain immortality. Having said that, he says, he presents a quote from Mundaka Upanishad. Na nayamatma balahinena labhyah ityatharvane. Nayamatma balahinena labhyah iti atharvane. In Atharvana Veda Upanishad, Atharvana means what? Upanishad, anything pertaining to Atharvana Veda is said to be Atharvanam. Anything pertaining to Atharvanam is said to be Atharvanam. So Atharvani in the Mundakopanishad, there's a quote, I am Atma Balahinena na Labhyaha. This Atma is not attainable by a person of weakness. By a weak person, Atma cannot be attained. Who is a weak person? An ignorant person is a weak person. A person who does not live a life of dharma is a weak person. The person who is not mentally prepared is a weak person. The person who is still emotionally very entangled is a weak person. So a person who has emotional weakness, person who is emotionally weak is a weak person. Whose mind is impure, whose mind is unsteady, who is still disturbed, is a weak person. No commitment to dharma, there's no relative strength. There's no jnanam, there's no absolute strength. I always tell this. The absolute strength is in jnanam, which can be accomplished only if a person has a strength, relative strength, by living a life of dharma. There's no strength, there's no protection. Strength means what? Protection is strength. Therefore, Atma is not attainable for a person who is weak. Iti Atharvani, this is what is said in what? Atharvana Veda Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. Ataha Samarthaha Hetuhu. The cave, what is that appropriate? Samarthaha Hetuhu means the most capable means. What is the means which is the most capable? Samarthaha Hetuhu. Means of attainment of immortality. Samarthaha Hetuhu. Amrutattvam hi vindate. Ataha, therefore, Hetuhu. Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge being the means of attainment of immortality. Or the statement, a person attains immortality through self-knowledge. Instead, that Hetuhu Samarthaha, it is appropriate, capable means. Self-knowledge is the capable means. Appropriate means. Okay, with this, at last, the commentary on the fourth mantra is over. See, the whole teaching is towards the end. Immortality is nothing but changelessness. Changelessness is the very swarupam, very nature of the reality. And then there's no other way of arriving at the reality. Reality has to be arrived at as the one's own innermost essence, as the truth of the I. And the truth of the I also, how it should be arrived at. Only by analyzing the cognitions and seeing how cognitions are of two factors, and there are vrittis of cognitions are subject to change, and all those changing cognitions, in the changing vrittis, what is changelessly there is the consciousness which should be discerned. And the consciousness alone should be taken as the satyam, as the swarupam of the I, truth of the I. That is how one has to arrive at the reality. And once you arrive at the reality, of course, we understand this abstract consciousness is of the nature of changelessness, which is immortality. Being immortal is nothing but being changeless. That's very nature. That's why immortality is not attained. Immortality also is claimed as one's own nature. To claim immortality, deathlessness, changelessness as one's own nature, one should claim the consciousness, abstract consciousness, as one's own self. That's what is the teaching here.